Last November, Mason Democrat Tom Cochran prevailed in the 67th State House race. In his freshman term, the former Lansing fire chief currently sits on the House Transportation and Insurance Committees. And he joins us now to talk about his work in the first, it's 6 weeks tomorrow, right? I think 6 weeks since you were sworn
yes,
in?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is,
how
Mark.
How is it gone? I mean, unlike Andy Shore and unlike Sam Singh, I mean, you've come from the Lansing fire chief's position. You have not been as immersed in politics as those guys. What has this transition been like?
It's been a great experience. I had served on the Mason School Board for 10 years, so it's not my first elected office.
Okay.
I had served three terms and was required to resign from the school board due to the fact that I was elected to the state house. But I'm very humbled by this experience. I'm very excited. It's immersing myself in, as I was saying to you a minute ago, insurance, transportation, these are things that are totally outside my realm of experience. And so to educate myself, to try to bring myself up to speed to where I can be knowledgeable and serve the constituents hopefully well. And it's been great. I have a whole new level of respect for those that put themselves out there and run for office. There's a lot of hardworking people in Lansing. Contrary to what some might say, there's a lot of staff people that work very hard. You know, those elected officials are working very hard. On both sides of the aisle, they're there for the reasons that they feel very strongly about. And it's been a great experience. I'm very humbled to be here for this 2 years and hopefully to serve my full three terms.
But you're doing some homework, it sounds like.
Doing a lot of homework. It was funny. We had a committee meeting the other day, and they came in and they dropped about an inch and a half thick stack of papers on my desk or our desks, and to go through all that and try to digest it. And you get a lot of... during this period, initially, you're dealing with a lot of meet and greets where you're getting lobbyists and other parties coming in to meet you, to talk with you. And, right away, it was a bit of a delay in getting our committee assignments, which was a little disconcerting. But now that we have them, you're finding a lot of those people specific to the committees that I'm serving on, those healthcare people, roads people. I'm meeting with them to hear their side of it, mm-hmm. and to hear what their thoughts are on how we might fix our roads or the Blue Cross issue.
There's an intense debate going on over the leadership of your party. Are you attending the convention on Saturday?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yes.
You're voting on Saturday.
That's correct.
On member. Can you tell us if you intend to vote for a new party chair?
Well, we'll see what the outcome is going to be with the election. I think it's good. Mark Brewer has been in that position for a long time, and I think he's worked very hard. There's a new Lon Johnson is vying for that position now. I think there's a lot of people that are supporting both of those candidates. I think the debate's a good debate. We've been very successful for the most part, and the local seats. We've not done as well as in the governor's race over the past few years, or Secretary of State, Attorney General's race. Obviously, with our congressional seats, we've done well. The senators. Locally, this last election in 2012, we did very well, but we've not gained back the majority in the House, is what we're hoping to do in 2014.
Do you know who you're going to vote for? I'll put it that way.
I've not made that decision yet. I'm kind of looking.
You're undecided.
I wanted to meet with the individuals. They brought them in, and they talked with a number of the Democratic caucus and wanted to hear what they both had to say.
I see the UAW submitted and paid for 1,300 new party members just a few days ago, and it's assumed those new members will vote to oust Mark Brewer. I mean, and any more thoughts on that? I mean, you're literally thinking this over, and you commend Brewer for what he's done, but maybe it's time for a change? That's what I'm hearing a lot.
Change is not a bad thing. I'm a believer in change. I think, just change for change's sake is certainly not necessarily a good thing. But I think when you're in positions, you need to move forward. Certainly Mr. Johnson is a lot of experience, as does Mr. Brewer. It was good to hear them both speak to present their side of the issues and to see where we go. It's going to be interesting at the convention on Saturday. We'll wait and see what happens.
You sit on the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee, and you're involved in a lot of discussion as to how to pay for road improvements. You've gone from the frying pan to the fire here. There's a fire chief allusion in there somewhere. I don't know. The governor is proposing $1.2 billion to address that. He calls for a 14-cent per gallon gas tax hike and a 60% increase in vehicle registrations. Where do you stand on the governor's plan?
Well, I think that's a starting point to talk about. We've not had an increase in gas tax since 1997. I know that, but I'm making a lot of phone calls. I'm calling my constituents. That's the thing that I really enjoy about this job. When I was running for office, from the time of the primary to the election, I knocked on over 7,000 doors. I'm trying to make a couple of hundred phone calls a week to call constituents to introduce myself and to hear what they have to say. A lot of them are very concerned in the idea that they are going to be paying more in taxes. Currently, the Republican Party and the governor, again, the Republicans are supposed to be the non-taxing party, and yet with all the changes that we've had, we continue to see more and more taxes put onto the middle class. With the loss of the personal property tax, the earned income tax has decreased. I shouldn't say the loss of the personal property tax, but they've changed the levels at what they can, what they qualify at. So a number of people have lost that ability. There's deductions that they've lost with the child deduction, the educational deductions that they've lost. So people are finding out now this spring here, they're doing their taxes and they're seeing these changes, and that it's a loss of those credits. It's a tax, in my opinion. And now we're talking about putting an additional tax as far as our gas, increase in our gas tax, registration fees of up to 50%. There's also the possibility that the governor will allow the locals to add an additional registration fee on cars as well. So that's one more tax. You know, I think everybody agrees, and the people that I talk to, that something needs to be done with our roads and our infrastructure. This isn't just about our roads. It's about our bridges. It's about transportation as a whole. And I think everyone agrees that we need to be doing something. How we get there is the question. And we're in there. We're a lot of meetings. We're having a lot of people come in and talk to the committee. We're hearing hopefully both sides of the issue.
There's apparently just yesterday there were a couple of stories that surfaced regarding polluters, and the people who are really responsible for creating more pollution, mm-hmm. to really probably take take a bigger hit in terms of paying for roads, and maybe the heavy vehicles as well, because in our climate, apparently, with the hot temperatures, the cold temperatures, what have you, trucks just take a bigger toll on the roads than in a lot of other states. Does that have a future? Is that something you're going to consider closely?
We're going to consider everything. I think, that it'd be a combination of user fees, taxes that would be put into place is what I would anticipate, not just for, you and I when we go to the gas pump, possibly when we pay for our registration for our cars, but also for those commercial vehicles as well. Michigan has a lot of restrictions on the weights of their vehicles, mm-hmm. and it's done for a reason, to disperse the weight of the vehicle over the vehicle itself with the multiple axles, and that is to try to decrease that damage on the roads themselves. Again, this is some of the things that I'm just learning, Mark, being in this position. So, but there, yes, there's a lot of people that would say, and it just intuitively, those heavier vehicles, commercial vehicles, you would think would cause more damage than your car or my car might. So I think it needs to be, we need to look at all those possibilities. We all use the roads, but my concern is the impact this is going to have on our middle class, the people that have continued to take hits, and our seniors. Those that can afford less to pay for these things, they continue to see their taxes increase due to the Republican policies, and it's it's unfortunate.
Would you be okay with some kind of increase in the gas tax, maybe just not quite as high as what the governor is calling for?
I think, again, yes, we need to look at that possibility that we will all pay for that. How we will do that or what that amount might be. It might be an incremental. You know, the governor, they would like to see this in place, that $1.2 to $1.5 billion to start next year. I think we need to phase this in so the impact isn't as great. There's also been discussion about the increase of sales tax as a means to
right.
do that. So I think we need, as a committee, we'll look at this as a whole, we'll make our recommendations, you know, we'll put this out and we'll see where it goes. Something needs to be done. I think everyone's in agreement we need to support our infrastructure.
Is $1.2 billion, does that number get kicked around on your committee as maybe higher than it needs to be?
We've not had any hard discussion on specifics as far as what those amounts might be. That's what the governor's proposed. The committee-wise, we've not said, you know, yes, we agree with 1.2 and how we get there. I think everyone's looking at that 1.2 billion figure, and again, how do we get to that point? Mm-hmm. Is that a combination of gas tax, user fees for commercial vehicles, an increase, slight increase in registration fees? Again, my concern is trying to lessen that impact to our middle class who's continuing to struggle and to our seniors.
Another member of your committee, Representative Charles Smiley of Burton, apparently brought up the idea of bringing back the Michigan business tax. What do you make of that?
I'm not opposed to that idea.
Really?
I think we need to share the pain for everyone. We need to spread that around, and we need to consider all means. Because this will be, you know, our roads are our conduit for business. You know, it's Michigan's tourism is one of our largest industries, and we need to support that infrastructure so people will continue to come to Michigan to enjoy the beauty of it. Commercially, the vehicles, the trucks that are transporting in the state, we need to be looking at everyone to help to pay for this.
There were an awful lot of Democrats who thought the Michigan business tax was a pretty bad idea, though, too.
Right.
So, I mean, that did have some bipartisan support getting rid of that.
You're absolutely right. And I think we just need to look at everything. And what that might be, maybe it wouldn't be to the degree that it had been. You know, he just presented this in a committee just the other day, and it was interesting that he brought that up. So we'll be talking about that as well.
Do you pick up the feeling that some kind of road funding package will pass this year?
I think so. I think we can hopefully come to an agreement. But again, the concern of the Democratic caucus, the Democratic Party, is how do we lessen that impact of the working men and women of the state? Because they are taking and have continued to take hits from these Republican policies.
You also sit on the insurance committee, as we pointed out. Where does the Blue Cross Blue Shield overhaul stand right now, and what do you expect?
Well, we are having a lot of discussion about it. With Blue Cross Blue Shield, you know, they're talking about this restructuring of Blue Cross to make this a more competitive. Blue Cross is in support of this. There's a lot of people that are in support of the idea of restructuring Blue Cross Blue Shield. You know, it would there's the talk about this would create a $1.5 billion fund that would be paid in over an 18-year period to help with certain medical programs. We're having a lot of discussion about this. They, you know, as you know, with the last session, they pushed this through. It had passed and was on the governor's desk, but due to certain language, the governor did veto it. And
it was abortion language.
Language, correct. And, you know, we don't know. We've heard that that might be reintroduced. We don't know that for a fact. It has not at this time. I am concerned, again, and the impact of this on seniors and how they will be affected by this.
We have time for one more question. There was a Democrat a day or two ago, John Olumba, I believe his name was, from Detroit, who left the caucus
correct.
To become to become an independent, as I understand. He's going to be a one-man caucus, and apparently his beef with the Democratic caucus is that he has to go through too much leadership in order to have contact with the Republicans. Do you have any response to that? Can you put that in any kind of perspective for us in the 6 weeks you've been there?
Well, I think we have a lot of individuals that come together from all walks of life. And to me, that's what this democracy is all about. And Mr. Alumba has delivered a letter to everyone in the House stating his intent and his reasons behind that. I think he felt very strongly, obviously, for why he did what he did. I don't know that I agree in that. I think we could have worked together. He could have worked with the leadership. He obviously felt otherwise and made this decision. I think to me, this is what democracy is. You know, we have people from all walks of life, from every part of the state of Michigan that come together. And, you know, I'm a real believer in the system. And I've also, it's that old adage, you're either part of the solution or you're part of the problem. And, okay. I'd also like to thank, if I could, my staff. They work really hard in trying to make me look good, which is not always an easy task.
Very good.
Thank you very much, Mark.
All right. Democrat Tom Cochran of Mason is the 67th State House Rep. Thank you, Tom.